you know, you give up under 20 shots on the road. I don't care who you're playing, where you're playing. You know, you're going to keep yourself in a lot of hockey games. And obviously, there are a lot of good things going on that game. I liked our special teams. We're 2-for-4 on the power play, and the key was we didn't give up. You know, in 5 opportunities, they didn't score a goal. And we won the special teams battle that night where we lost it the first night. So we talk about it, goaltending, special teams battles, take advantage of your opportunities. And we did a lot of those things, you know, in Saturday's game, and thus got the victory.
We'll talk much more about Michigan Tech hockey and what else happened throughout the league over the weekend and getting set to preview the big weekend against Lake State University. Tickets are on sale for that weekend, 7:07 drop of the puck, both Friday and Saturday night. And your questions also come in your way in the next half hour. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
It's game day, which means some fans are packing up the car 4 hours early, while others wait until just before kickoff. Some fans are wearing their brand new jerseys, while others are wearing the same jersey they've worn since 03, because it's tradition, and why shouldn't they? NFL fans root for their teams differently, but they drink the same beer, Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub is now featuring the Endless Pasta Festival, starting at $11.99. With 5 pastas and 5 sauces, the combinations are endless. The sauces include marinara, Alfredo, meat sauce, sun-dried tomato cream sauce, and 3 cheese marinara with spinach. Have as many combinations as you like, including endless salad and breadsticks. Taste something great for a limited time at the library in downtown Houghton during the Endless Pasta Festival.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Hey sports fan, Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It is, big week coming up because we've taken on Lake State University over the weekend. Some other pretty good games around the WCHA and college hockey in general. I wanted to get your thoughts, Coach, first of all, on the Minnesota-North Dakota series.
Yeah, good series, obviously. I know they've got an intense rivalry and haven't played for a couple of years, so I think that's added to some of the intrigue of the games. Obviously, they had a real good game Friday night. I talked to a couple of people who were at our game Saturday night who had gone to the Friday game, the 5-5 tie. They thought it was a real good hockey game. And then I watched the last period of the Saturday game, and there wasn't much going on. Minnesota was just playing safe, and North Dakota was just trying to push the pace. But Minnesota ended up winning 2-0. So looked like a good hockey game. And, you know, both teams are pretty good, obviously good teams. So, it's good to see that rivalry back up.
Non-conference action for Northern Michigan over the weekend. They had a good game on Friday night over Wisconsin, 5-2. Couldn't score. They seemed to score a lot or not much at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. They either get shut out, which I think they've been shut out 4 times in 10 games, and or they score. You know, they score a lot of goals. So I know they scored a lot against Wisconsin. I think in a couple games they played, a couple victories there.
What about Bowling Green and Ferris State? 2 teams struggling out of the gates, and Bowling Green wins on Friday night 4-1, and Ferris State comes back with a 3-1 victory on Saturday.
Yeah, I think both teams are playing better. You know, I think they got off to slow starts, and a couple guys are out of the lineup for both teams, and I think they're now starting to adjust to that and getting those players back, and they'll be there at the end. Don't count them out. I mean, there's a lot of hockey to be played, and they both have too much talent, and they know what it takes to win, and so split, so it seems I guess, right because of the way things are going for both those teams.
Bemidji was up in Fairbanks 6-2 on Friday night and 3-1 in favor of the Beavers on Saturday night.
Yeah, they're the team that's rolling. They're really rolling in our league, undefeated, and they've stretched out to a commanding lead in the standings. So they're going to be a tough team to catch, you know, with 8 wins, 8-0, and 24 points in our league. So they're off to a real good start.
What about Huntsville, Coach? They played at Anchorage, 5-2 and 3-2 in overtime.
Yeah, I watched the third period of that game Friday night. You know, once I was trying to settle down, I couldn't settle down. So after Friday night's game, so flipped that on because we will play Anchorage in the not-too-distant future, 2 series from now, and just wanted to tune into that game. And, Huntsville looked good. They looked really good. You know, they can skate, and they work hard, and they're getting good goaltending now. And, you know, I'm not surprised. So, you know, good for Huntsville.
Lake State has found their offense this season, Coach. 5-1 on a Friday night over Minnesota State. They did not get it on Saturday night, 2-1 in favor of the Mavericks.
Yeah, I think some things went in for them on Friday night, but they're off to a good start. They've played well at home, obviously. They haven't been on the road too much. I think the only road series they might have been down in Huntsville. So, they're off to a real good start. Not surprised. I mean, they've got some good players there, and they're working hard, and they're working as a team. They've got something to prove, and I think that's the thing you notice most about them is they're built from the net out, and we know Gordy DeFell's played well, and I mean, you know, they play well defensively, and now they're starting to score, so they generate their offense by playing good defense, and their special teams. Power play's been good.
Still early in the season. The standings right now, Bemidji in first place with 8 wins with 24 points. Minnesota State with 15 points, 13 for Alabama. Huntsville, Lake State has 12. We are one behind Lake State with 11. Ferris State with 8. Alaska 6. Northern Michigan 4. Bowling Green 3. And Anchorage is looking for their first point in the WCHA. But this is going to be a lot of fun going down the stretch
here. Well, it is. And this is, like I said, we've got 10 games in a row now in the WCHA. And this weekend kicks off that stretch, and it's going to be an important weekend for us. You know, we have to take advantage of our home games. These are the only two games we play Lake State all year in the regular season. So it's important for us because of tiebreakers and some other things going on that we have a good weekend. So we've got to get back into league play. We've got to make sure we're ready to play and not look at the standings too much. It's more about the process and the work we put in and going and executing on the weekend. And Friday night will be a good challenge for us. I mean, you know, they're ahead of us in the standings, so we've got to be ready to play Friday night.
They are led really by their sophomores right now, it seems like. Coach, under Damon Witten, you have guys like Holtz out there scoring. He's got 13 points already, right. And their defenseman, Hedrick's putting the puck in the net.
Yeah, and he's getting some points on the power play and whatnot, and Holt's a big, strong forward, good shot. So, but they've got a number of guys that are playing well for them, and like I said, I think even though you got a couple guys up there in the numbers, they've got a lot of guys who contribute, and it's more the team approach with them. And they're a good opponent. You know, they're making good strides under Damon. He's done a good job, and you can see every year they're taking a step in the right direction, and I'm not surprised by it. And like I said, it's going to be a good weekend. I like our team too. I like our players and the way we've played for the most part. You know, you take out those first couple weekends, you know, and we've got a pretty good record and played well since then. And we've been on the road, Dirk. You can't underestimate that we've played 9 games on the road now.
Yep.
9 games on the road. So
the first 12, 9.
Yeah, 9 on the road. And none of those places are really easy buildings to go into to play. So, you know, you'd like a few more wins, but I think we're starting to make some headway. And it's been good for us in a way that we've had to work hard. We've had to battle. There's nothing that's come easy. And you know, like I said, we're starting to get some goaltending now. I mean, Angus is, I was just looking it up this morning, he's 6th in the country in goals against average. You know, it's a small sample size, but, you know, he's playing well there. And the save percentage, he's 18th in the country right now, 922. So that's good. That's good. And if we continue to get that, the other things will come around. Our power play's 14th in the country. Who would have thought that after the first 4 games?
Yeah.
So we're 14th in the country in power play, which is pretty good. The one area we got to shore up is obviously the penalty killing and goals against, and that goes hand in hand right now. So we've got to get better, but we've done a better job. Even though, you know, Michigan State was 2-for-2, you look at it, and I can't tell you either one of them was, you know, great goals or great plays that just happened to go in. So we've been much better in that category as of late.
Well, okay, let's get to a couple of the questions, Coach. And one of these questions that carries over from last week when we ran out of time, and I had asked you this off the air, but would you support an increase in the number of timeouts available for coaches in the NCAA?
Well, I would like two, maybe. I don't think you have to go overboard or crazy with it. You have your built-in timeouts with TV timeouts or media timeouts. You know, we had three at Michigan State each period that were 1 minute long. So, you can sort of try to project those as a coach when they come into play. But sometimes they're not when you really want them. And I think I had to use one early in the